stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Brigetta.
Good morning to you.
Tuesday, January 10th. Welcome to the show. We're here once again to entertain.
Woohoo!
And fill your head with nonsensical stuff.
There could be other things I could say to that.
Yeah. Good morning to you, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a lot better today.
Yeah, I know. You can. I can tell you're feeling a lot better. Your face is brighter and everything.
Yay.
You were kind of down yesterday and stuff.
I know.
When people get sick, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know? Who's in the good mood? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I sucked it up.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good today, so it's all good.
Awesome. Well, we have a special guest in the studio. We'll bring her in just a minute. And I just wanted to remind everybody there's elections in New Hampshire today. And we'll see. I'm just like sort of like swept into all of this, you know, because it's like contests. It's like sports, you know. Let's see who's going to win. So I'm going to be watching that later. And also, I saw, what do you think the gayest city is in the United States? Now,
gayest city?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, they're not saying where the most people are, but, or, yeah, they're not like the most gay friendly. But as far as like, it's not scientific, but it's based on.
Miami.
Miami is pretty close.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, Miami's not close.
Yeah.
In fact, no. You know what they're saying? They're saying that they're going right outside the usual San Francisco, Boston, Miami,
really?
New York. So other than those.
I don't know.
You would never believe it. Salt Lake City.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. I wouldn't believe that at all.
Yeah, and they're going based on how many gay clubs are there, how many bookstores, elected officials who are lesbian, gay, or bisexual, transgender.
Interesting.
And yeah, they even use matrix like the number of international Mr. Leather competition.
That's kind of hot. I mean, I would go there just for that. Just saying. I mean, Sundance is coming up next week, you know?
Yeah.
I should stop there on the way.
Okay. Yeah, so you have Salt Lake, and then it's followed by Orlando, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Fort Lauderdale, Seattle.
I see Orlando. I definitely can see Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you even have some southern states here, like Knoxville, Tennessee, you know, where you'd think people are more conservative. But apparently that's what it is. So, yeah, so if you guys are looking for a place to live where there are a lot of gays around you, these are probably the most...
Salt Lake.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but, I would think all the Mormons are there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're saying it's not necessarily gay-friendly, you know.
Right.
But it's just, I guess, somehow there's just a big community there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, you know.
I wonder if they live in, like, a little compound, kind of like the Mormons in their
all
compound.
All of them.
I don't know. That sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know, gay city, right?
Hey, I would break in there if there were some hot chicks, hey.
Really?
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the hot chicks some other time, because now you're intriguing me.
Uh-oh.
So let's bring in Lisa Ann to the show. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody.
She's busy.
How are
tweeting.
You?
And that's good. I mean, you're on Twitter, huh?
I'm checking emails. I'm doing all the things I need to. I travel on Thursday, so I've got a lot going on this week. I host the X-Biz Awards
tonight, right?
Oh, no way.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Exciting.
Awesome.
So what are the X-Biz Awards? Tell us a little bit about
this. This is the 10th annual X-Biz Awards, and X-Biz is one of the industry's leaders, and they're a magazine as well as online, and they provide us with all the different interviews and new product launches and things of that nature. So this year is going to be bigger than ever because it is their 10th annual.
Mm.
And it's at the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, which is at Santa Monica Airport.
Now, is that open to the public, too, or is it just the industry?
You can buy tickets, and I think there's information about that on their site.
I see. Okay. What's the website? Xbiz.com. Okay.
Yep. Nice. And they're doing it early this year because AVN was moved back a week. Next week, we go to Vegas for the AEE trade show, which is January 18th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. And then the AVN Awards are the night of the 21st, and I actually ran a contest this year for a date.
Oh.
Anyone who purchased my Fleshlight in the month of December got put into an automatic running. So Andrew from Boston is going to be my date, and we will get to meet for the first time next week in Vegas.
How cool.
Oh, how exciting.
I thought I'd make things a little bit more interactive.
I like that. That's
smart. Are you guys flying him too, or he has
to work? Yes, they're flying. Wow. Yeah, we're doing all expense paid trip for Andrew.
Wow, how cool, man.
And it was exciting to find somebody on the East Coast that's probably suffering with some really cold weather right now. Right. Out of that, you know?
And you're going to keep him warm.
Yeah, I'm going to keep him warm, and I'm going to show him a really good time. It'll be much easier for him to get a lot of photos being with one of the girls in the business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone will stop for photos.
Yep, exactly.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, so that's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah,
so for those of you who don't know, Lisa Ann is an adult video star, right?
Yes.
And I think you've got like sort of a long story in the industry, right?
It's almost been 20 years for me now.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a long story. I do a lot of feature dancing. I go to different clubs all over the world every weekend. I have my own radio show on Sirius called Stripper Town. So I get to talk about all the other girls out on the road and help them get started, which is super fun.
That's cool.
It's on Sirius XM 103 on Tuesday nights live from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Pacific time. Mm. And I've done, of course, everyone knows about me and the Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Nayland Palin, was that you?
Nayland Palin was me, all the five after, Nayland Palin 2. So we've done six or seven of them now, and we don't know. I think Sarah Palin's going to jump in the running, don't you?
You think so, huh?
I do.
It's too late now, I think. She can't.
It's not too late. She's surfaced a little bit, and she is still holding on to some campaign money. So I think
it's too late to join the race because the election's already started.
You never know. Remember, it wasn't until October that she did the VP debate back 4 years ago and announced that she was going to be, you know, the VP running mate. So
Well, maybe VP she can, you know, but I don't know about the candidates. But at any rate, the hell with politics. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Easton, Pennsylvania, which is a small town outside of Philly. Beautiful, beautiful back there. I've been out here now for almost 20 years. I came out here on a one-way ticket, and it was my first flight ever.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how did you decide? What were you doing there before?
I was dancing, and I was dancing at a club that had porn stars coming in every week.
Really?
And doing special shows, and I was just so intrigued by them, by the fact that they were able to travel all over the world and do movies, and just like the lifestyle itself, and the adventure was really what I was looking for, and I'm so sad. Satisfied.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
So, and how did you get into dancing? I mean, what is it? One day you woke up and you said, okay, I'm going to dance?
I was out on my own young, and I just really needed to survive. So I met these girls doing bikini contests, and they got me a fake ID, so I was dancing before I was even 18.
Wow.
So I could stay in high school.
So if I could take pole lessons from you, because I was considering doing it. It's a great, amazing workout.
Yeah. It's an amazing workout. They're doing it everywhere now, too, right?
Yeah. The pole dancing? Yeah.
They did. I tried it once, and my knees all got all bruised up.
It's like snowboarding, though. If you fall, you could really get hurt.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I keep everything exciting. I mean, I do this event tonight. I host red carpets. I shoot tomorrow. Always exciting when you have a nighttime event and you have a 7 a.m. call time the following day. You're like, awesome.
I know that story.
And then Thursday, I leave for Huntsville, Alabama, where I'll be featuring at the Wild Cherry Cabaret. And it's like, when you go from L.A. to Huntsville, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And people are
different,
so different.
Yeah.
I love the middle of the U.S. I love all the small towns
like the
that
small
I get to go to.
Really?
The manners and just people's attitude is really
welcoming.
What I remember our lives being like 15 and 20 years ago, where people were just more considerate. You know, you went somewhere to check into a hotel and people treated you like they were happy to have that job and they wanted you to feel welcome there. Whereas we're kind of losing that a bit in the bigger cities. It's like, you know, can you guys swear on this radio?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people treat you like, I don't give a fuck about you or my job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we have that different dynamic where, you know, you go into smaller towns and people hold the door open and they're just asking you about your day, and it's really wonderful. I like that.
Yeah.
It rekindles my faith on people and right. life. And so I come back to LA and I'm like ready to get in the trenches again for 2 or 3 days. And I leave every Wednesday normally mm-hmm. or Thursday, and I'm gone until Sunday every weekend.
Really?
Yep. Wow.
Wow. So you travel a lot.
About 47 to 48 weekends a year.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, I just got to sleep in my own bed for 3 weekends. And yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so exciting. I got a new TV and I did all this stuff around my house. And it's.
Yeah.
And we've had great weather here too.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day about people that travel a lot for yeah. business and stuff. And, I mean, what's it like not to have your own home almost? I mean, you're never there.
You know, you get used to it. If it's yeah. part of your career, you uh-huh. know, it's like I look at these athletes and it's not really a choice. You know, we do right. this because this is how we do our career. This is our life, you know. So part of being an entertainer is getting out there. What I do realize is if I'm home for more than 3 weeks, I go crazy because I've gotten yeah. so used to the
to
coming
be on the
and
go. Yeah.
I love
That's
the
true.
Airport. I love people watching at the airport.
Really? Yeah.
All of it. I just find it like from the second we leave, I'm like, oh, here we go. You know,
yeah.
you never know who you're going to meet. I've met some of the most amazing people at the airport. And so it's like you just get used to it. But believe me, there's times where you like, as a girl's perspective, you will understand this. Mm-hmm. There's times you look at your suitcase and you're like, why did I pack that?
That happens all
and
the
I
time.
Have no other choices because that's what I packed. Like,
right.
what was I thinking when I packed that? And then when I come home, I walk into my two very full, extremely packed closets and I'm like, I have choices again.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Because you're not always yep. going to go shopping on the road and find nope. anything you want.
Exactly. Especially in the small towns.
Yeah. Yep. Style's totally different.
Oh, yes.
Totally different. So it's like that part of it is, mm-hmm. you know, accessories as well. I'm like, I want to have all my accessories with me. Well, I'm only going for 3 days. I really can't have 700 pounds in bags.
Yeah.
You know?
I know that feeling. And like the fees add up and you're like, shit.
Like, you know, when I go to Vegas for AVN, I have to drive because yeah. my entire car is packed. It's packed.
So funny.
I have these tool trunks that I have with all my accessories in it. And I bring like 25 pair of shoes and I bring all that. It takes like 2 hours to move in. Wow. I want to have like 5 different perfumes. I want all my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want everything straightener, curl. Curling iron, different size curling irons, rollers. Who knows why, but just as part of AVN.
You just
yeah.
need it.
You just
yeah.
need
you just
it.
You just need it.
You go big
it's
or you go home.
It's part of your arsenal. You know,
yeah.
pretty much.
It's so fun to get to play diva.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So fun.
Yeah.
Even with the airlines, they're not that friendly on that.
No.
Now, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I used to be able to go to LAX and tip the guy $40 and I could get like 8 huge bags by.
Yeah. No
in
more.
I am. Yeah. But I understand. I was probably breaking people's backs, and I'm sorry for that. I have a little guilt.
I have to say that I've definitely done that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you look at the lady that's throwing the bag, you're looking out the window on the plane, you're like, oh, the poor woman's trying to grab my bag.
Exactly.
My bag weighs like 120 pounds. That's
no,
why they're so rough on them, too, yep. because they're just hoisting them up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Lisa, so you were back there. You started dancing
yep.
and everything. How long were you dancing for?
I was dancing about 2-3 years back there. And when I turned 18, I went to work at an amazing club called Al's Diamond Cabaret in Reading, which was about 45 minutes from where I lived. And I just started interviewing the porn stars. And whoever
really?
Would talk to me, mm-hmm. you know, I would ask them things like, how do you get on the box cover? And, you know, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? I was able to really survey the girls' crowds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who brought in a money crowd and who brought in like really crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I watched that for enough time to do my homework. And when I came out here, I got myself a contract right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, back then there was no internet. So we were writing by right. mail. So I was getting
yeah.
photos taken of me and I was putting them in envelopes and writing to companies. It was like this pen pal system, writing to
yeah.
all the porno companies.
So, but it's a pretty big leap, I think, from dancing to actually acting and having sex in front of the camera.
Yeah. What was your first experience like? Sorry.
You know,
no, it's okay.
It's a big leap, but as an exhibitionist, there's no limit or level that you won't take it to where you feel uncomfortable. You know, I knew yeah. I wanted to have sex in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So you've always known
that? I had tried that in New York. There was a place that used to do live sex shows, and I had tried that when I was younger and loved it. And before I moved out here. So I was right. ready. I was really excited.
So you love
excited.
People watching you having sex.
Yes.
What is that all about?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Let's get in Dr. Drew.
Exactly. You know, we talked sort of about this a little bit. It's
yeah.
kind of like a little turn on.
Yeah.
Totally.
It
is. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so into it. And I also love watching other people have sex. I love coming on set early and, you know, watching other people's scenes. But I love when you're shooting a movie, there's no... In your mind, you're like, how many people are going to see this?
Right, right. Yeah.
And how many people are going to love this? And is this going to be their favorite? And there's certain scenes where I get in my car after set and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to this is going to hit home.
Yeah.
My boys are going to love this one.
And you've got a lot of boys, huh? On Twitter, you've got a big following. Did you see that?
Mm.
Like, what, 180,000 people?
Yeah, almost.
That's a lot.
Exciting?
I mean, you're a freaking celebrity, man.
I know. It's so cool. I get to talk to them and flirt with them, and then I get to meet them in person, and it's amazing. I have these relationships with people for a year to 2 years, and then I finally come and feature at the club by them, and I put their name at the front door, and the club owners always let me have them as my guest.
That's great.
And then when they get there, they let me know they're there, and I come out and meet them. It's like, you know, years ago we had pen pals. I know you are old enough to remember pen pals.
Hey, I remember pen pals.
How old are you?
33.
Oh, you look so much younger.
I know, okay. I told her that.
So we would write to people. I remember in school we had projects where we'd write to students in other countries, and we would keep in touch with them, right?
Yeah.
This is what this is like. I mean, it's down to 140 characters. That's what you can have on Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
And but it's a little pen pal relationship. Yeah. And you know, when you finally get to meet them, I mean, I have grown fond of it's just as many women as men. And some of the women we've just become friendly because their guys are into me, and I'll send them some stuff, you know, and then they'll send me pictures of their kids at Christmas and cool things, you know, I'm involved in their lives.
Right.
So when I meet them, it's just like, it's totally awesome. Right. And I'm a super fan of things too. And amazing Twitter thing happened to me. I was at the Cowboys game in Arizona. I'm a huge sports fan, so you know.
Yay. Oh, good. High five to that. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Girl,
yeah.
I'd like to take you to some Lakers games.
Oh, I loved it.
She's hot. I would like to take her with me. We'd have a lot of fun.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you would. I'll be like the fly
so
on the wall.
And so here I am. You know, I'm at the Cowboys game, and I'm so excited. I'm tweeting, and all of a sudden, a Dallas Cowboys tweeter tweets me. And I'm, like, losing my mind. I'm showing it to my friend, and he's like, yeah, dude, this is what it's like when you tweet people back. You're just excited because you're a fan of the Cowboys, and this guy tweeted you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so exciting. So being a fan of things, I think helps me understand and respect my fans more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I get it.
No, you're
you know, I get what it's like to be a fan.
Yep.
So it's like when they come to me, I'm not freaked out at all. Mm-hmm. I want to make it a good moment. Like at the airport, guys always ask me for photos, and I just want to make it a good moment. You know, chat with them for a minute.
That's so huge. I'm glad to hear this from someone too, because so many times, like, and I've worked for some actors before in the past, and they're just like, no, leave me alone. No photos right now. Or they're in a mood or whatever. But it's so important to to be great
it's
to that.
It's part of
the,
it,
your
right.
fans.
Yeah.
They
I mean, if you don't want
to
be bothered, don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to be bothered, you can find ways to travel in a more private environment, you know? But I look at it like if I'm at the airport and I'm tweeting them at the airport, it's kind of like game on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
From the second I pull out of my place and we're leaving to go on the road till we get back, game on. Anywhere I am, I have to be prepared if somebody wants a photo, wants to chat, whatever.
Yeah.
And from being in the business for so long, people have become more comfortable to admit that they love and watch porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, makes me feel so good. 20 years ago, guys would just look at you and they'd want to say something, but they couldn't muster up the courage or they felt judged.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like people are like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So, and you never had a problem knowing that you're going to be, your body's going to be like all over the world, on the internet forever.
Oh, my
Pretty
gosh.
Much.
It's so much That's, better than having another job.
So it's a turn on for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, insure any parts of your body? I don't know if that's...
No, but I have very good health insurance. Very good health insurance. Just in case something goes wrong.
Well, you know, like, J-Lo, you know, insured her ass.
Right, so which she should.
Yeah, she
Some
yeah,
people
she
insure
should.
Their legs.
Yep.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who was it? Heidi Klum, I think, did that with her legs, and there was somebody else too, I can't remember. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy what people do, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you decided to get into porn, and you realized you have to move to LA in order to do that.
Yes, for sure, yep.
So that was 20 years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
1990.
And so you came out here, you didn't know anybody, or did you?
I knew the girls that I had met at my club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I knew those girls, and you know, some of them were super cool. There was a girl named Lena, who I've lost touch with, who wrote back to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out here, made the time to meet up with me and introduce me to people. Terry Weigel was very kind to me.
Really?
There were some girls that just really stayed connected and would call my club and check on me when she coming out. And then when I went to to events, I felt very comfortable already because people were like taking me under their wing and they were like, yeah, it was a different community. You know, without the internet, we didn't need to shoot as much. So the industry was much smaller.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think people were kinder. You know, I think the girls really wanted to help each other. I try to do that now. Like, if anybody comes to me with anything, I'm there for them because I'd like to try and carry that on to the younger girls. Karma. Yeah.
But I guess a lot of them are probably cutthroat and stuff today, right?
And, you know, a lot of them live all over because they can just fly in and shoot for 4 or 5 days. The business isn't as concentrated here as it used to be.
Oh,
girls
really?
Live other places and then come and go, you know? So we're not as close because we're not in as small of an area as we used to be.
Right, right. And so what's the situation now in porn? I was reading, I guess, that they're going to require condoms now by law?
Well, they're not going to yet. It is something that's been under discussion for a long time. And realistically, it would take, I would say, at least 5 years to take it through the proper channels to make any changes.
Right.
I think it's, you know, something we all sign on a release that we are aware of the risk we're taking.
Right.
And since we can't go out and make the general public wear condoms, I don't really see a realistic approach to attacking our industry as a whole. Now, I understand they can use the example, oh, well, if you're working in a machine shop, you have to wear goggles. Okay, yeah, sure, but this is totally different. Mm-hmm. And what I fear would happen would be the economy in California would change dramatically when the industry just moves to another state that doesn't require that. Mm-hmm. Because it's never going to be a government run all over the U.S. Situation because that would be way too expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the state wants to spend the money right now to be attacking us, but I also know with the history of the many years I've been in the business, during election time, they're always prodding at our industry. And the younger talent freaks out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've seen this so many times, don't even worry about it. It is what it is. This is what they do to draw attention. And then it makes some politicians look and feel better because, oh, they want to protect us. Believe me, if they saw us walking across the street, they might not slow down. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all everyone's making this big to-do about it. And it is scaring companies that are already doing less business because DVD sales are down because people get their product on the internet now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Lisa Ann. If you guys want to call in, we didn't give out the number. It's 323-203-0815, although there's still a lot to find out from her and stuff. So you moved here to
LA.
I'm going
to bring you some stickers. I'm going to bring you the Hundreds. It's a skate line that I love.
Oh,
I'm going to bring you some of their stickers. She has stickers all over her laptop. It's so cute.
I know. I'm like wondering, why is she talking about stickers?
Talking about the stickers on her laptop.
These are all
super
cute. These are all the fun companies that have helped me out.
I love it. I'm going to hook you up with that.
Please do. Yeah. Yay.
She's already hooked up all over the place.
I bet she is. Look at her.
I know.
What sports do you like?
Oh, I'm a diehard football fan.
Oh, well, who's your team?
Ravens.
Okay. Ravens. Have you been to Baltimore for a game?
Well, yeah, I actually grew up in Baltimore is where I started.
It's a beautiful stadium, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So
it's
is the
amazing.
Baseball stadium right there. Yeah. Okay, and who's your team?
I don't have one, really.
Oh.
No, I haven't followed football in a while.
What's your sport, then?
I don't have a sport, really.
Oh, you guys have a lot of ladies.
I know.
He's busy keeping hold of those hopes.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But, no, I used to be a lot into football, but not anymore. You know, it's just that I don't watch TV, so whatever's on TV, I don't watch it.
Wow.
Mm. But I'm sort of like,
how do you live
now,
without TMZ?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's like the news.
No,
how do you know what's going on in the world if you're not watching TMZ? Are you kidding me right now? Fuck. It's funny. Some of my friends actually call that the news, like as a joke. You know, we laugh about it. Oh my gosh, you see the news today? I'm like,
I have to say, I do watch TMZ a lot.
It's fun.
And E News. Like, that's my
news. Well, they're good backdrop TV things. Like, you're on your computer or you're folding laundry or you're doing whatever you're doing. They're great backdrops for you. You don't have to focus and sit and stare at it. You know what I mean?
Sort of listen
to
the background.
And it's not as depressing as the news.
That's why I don't listen to the regular news.
I do watch the regular news, but I just try not to watch it before I go to bed.
I read the tweets on the regular news.
Okay, I do that as well. It's helpful. It's helpful.
Wow.
One sentence things. Let me know what's going on. That's it. I'm over it.
Yeah. You're really into Twitter too, huh?
I am into Twitter. Yeah, because like I was saying before, it's fun when you like when I went to Go Burger one time and I was sitting there and I was really pissed off at the menu and I tweeted about it. I was so mad and they tweeted me back and I was like, yes.
And what were you mad about the menu? They changed it?
They didn't have like half the things on the menu when I went in and it was like the first week they were open. I get that they weren't ready for the Hollywood crowd, but I was mad.
Right.
You know, I expect, you know, I want a good...
It's like a first date. Yeah. You can't go halfway.
Exactly. You're halving it. I wanted the shake. I wanted the burgers. I wanted the full experience. And I didn't get it.
Yep.
So I was mad. I was pissed.
Bad first encounter.
I was.
Right?
I
you can was. Never replace that.
No, you can't.
Even though they tweeted you back.
Even though they tweeted
still
me back.
Still a little slightly bitter.
Yeah, I'm I get slightly it. Bitter still. Slightly still.
Yeah.
We love our food. We take our food very seriously. I travel for food, okay? I know. Oh, yeah. I know where I'm going to eat when I land in these certain cities because uh-huh. certain cities have things
mm-hmm.
yeah. like old school sandwich shops that ooh, are on the so Food good. Network sometimes. Yeah. And then I'm like, ooh, we're going to that city. We're mm-hmm. going to that sandwich shop.
Wow. Exactly. I do that too. You watch it on yeah. TV and you're like, oh, it looks so yeah. good. It's authentic. I want to try it. And
yep.
you go there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So now, so you started acting here.
Yes.
And for the next 20 years, that's what you've been doing?
I took a break in 1997. We had our first AIDS scare in 97, and we weren't regulated like we are now. We didn't have the testing centers because, of course, we didn't have the internet yet, you know, in the early 90s. So say like 94, 95, 96, what we were doing at that time was we were carrying a piece of paper that we would get when we would test. And, of course, the guys would put it in their pocket and throw it in the laundry, and you could never read it.
Right.
So there was, you know, there was a situation where we had a scare and it really made me concerned about my safety in the industry. And I decided to take a step back. And at that time, I was still able to be on the road as a feature dancer, which was fantastic.
Right.
Because I still had my name out there. I was able to there was a site at that time called Danny's Hard Drive. And I used to shoot solo girl stuff.
I remember
stuff.
That. That's like one of the
she
first.
She did really well. Yeah.
Yeah. She was one of the first websites.
And she was a performer, you know. She was just like me.
Really?
And she went out on the road in a couple bookings and she didn't enjoy it. And she got creative and came up with this idea for this site. And she ended up selling it and did really well.
Wow.
And retired very young. And it was a very nice life.
Oh, so she sold it.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Good for her.
It's a very good story. And I asked the young girls if they know about it and they don't. And I'm like, this is a good positive story about somebody who really made it. And I think it's important. So she was great. And so I stayed busy with that. And then I bought a business in Huntington Beach after 9/11. I bought a day spa and I ran that and owned that for 4 years.
Nice. Hold that thought for just a second. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is.
Oh, let's see.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we lost him.
Yeah. You can tell he was listening, though. So
sometimes they're listening. They forget to turn down the radio and they get that delay.
Yeah.
I have to explain that to them all the time.
So go back to that.
So, you know, then when I sold the spa, I realized I wanted to get back into the industry in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working at an agency up here. So I made the commute from Huntington Beach to the Valley.
Wow.
6 days a week.
Oh, my God.
So I bought another place up here. And
I
like living up here, but I love the beach. And when you move from Pennsylvania to California, you are not going to live in the Valley your first bit of time.
Copy
15 years I lived at the beach because it's like, why? And at that age, the drive didn't even bother me.
Right.
We were only shooting once a month then, so I'd come up for three, four days. I'd stay in a hotel in the Valley.
Yeah. Right.
What did it matter, you know? People at the beach are just different, and there's just something to do always, even if it's just take a walk at sunset.
Yep.
There's always something to do. I love that life.
That's true, yeah.
So one day I'll go back there. But so I took that break, and then I started working at the agency, and I learned about all the things that had changed in our business, and one of them had been the healthcare, the fact that we were able to view everyone's tests online, the fact that you were able to, like if it's a guy that works a lot, you could say, hey, I'll pay for your test if you don't mind, get a fresh test before our shoot.
Right.
You know, so I was like, okay, this seems like a much more controlled environment. It's a much better environment than it ever was.
So it makes you feel safer now?
Yes.
Really?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. For sure. I'm still very careful who I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important for us to all know and respect each other's home lives.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You know, because it's what you're doing off camera that's going to affect us. And when I'm with someone off camera, you know, I try to explain to them, like, listen, I don't want to give you anything from my business if by chance I have something. And I also don't want to bring anything back into my business. So condoms are mandatory in my personal life, you know, and that just keeps it very simple.
Good for you.
What about on film? Do you insist on those too?
No, I don't. No. Not tomorrow. I'm shooting for Wicked Pictures, and they're a condom-only company, and they've been condom-only for a long time now. So I enjoy working for them. It's always it's always fun to work for them. But no, I don't. Require condoms on set because I am a believer in the testing process and I understand what the world wants, and the world wants condom free movies.
People don't want to see condoms in movies, you
right
know? Yeah, that's
now,
true.
How do you feel about, because I'm the Extends girl, and the
oh, you are.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I have this workout stuff from Canada called Extends, but it's for extending your workout, and it's made in Canada. And you put it, and I had it above my fridge, and my friend the other day was like, yo, are you making everybody drink this stuff? And I realized that he thought I meant it was Extends. Like,
so
I'm like,
funny.
Oh yeah, I put it in every guy's drinks, you know, like what?
Yeah.
So you do this, okay.
So yeah, I'm the Extends girl, and I I've had a lot of fans write and say that it actually works. Do you know anyone in the industry that actually takes helper out? It's like, do they take Extends? Do they take Viagra?
Lot of the guys take Viagra.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of them do. Because, you know, I mean, you need to stay hard for a long period of time, you know.
But you know what? In the 90s, when we didn't have Viagra, the guys stayed hard.
That's true. But maybe they were younger at the time. Yeah.
No, we just worked with them more. And it was definitely more intimate then. It was definitely a real sex scene because the guy couldn't rely on anything else.
Wow.
You know, I mean, sure, it took longer to shoot it back then than it does now because we weren't shooting on digital. We were shooting on film.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was harder on the guys back then.
Yeah.
I worry about the guys taking Viagra too much.
Right. Yeah.
Because it can be hard on their heart.
I was just going to say that.
And when I know that they're taking it at 22, 23, and they're taking it 5 days a week, I'm like, you know, you need to take a detox vacation a couple times a year and not take anything, not drink, and just cleanse your body. You know?
But why take it like so early in your life? Do you think they're already having problems?
I just think they're a little bit lazy.
Oh, really?
And I also think that some of the performers don't help them enough. So they're afraid that if the girl doesn't want to, you know, some girls will be like, tell me when you're ready. Right. And then other girls will be ready to, you know, go in for a BJ and help the guy. I'd rather help the guy because then I connect with him more and we have a better scene.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So you seem to know what you're doing. I mean, you've done it for a while.
You know, it's not my first rodeo, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm honing my craft. I tell people practice makes perfect. I'm just having as much sex as possible so I can be good at it. I just want to be good at it, man.
Yeah. So you enjoy it. I mean, obviously.
I love it.
Do you have to enjoy it as a performer, you think?
I can only speak for myself, and I'm lucky that I found a lifestyle that suits me. It's provided me with everything I want in the world, and I don't feel like there's anything I'd rather be doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I can't speak for everyone else, and I've seen people on set that don't seem as into it as me, and, you know, I think, oh, that's just too bad, because every day you should want to do what you're doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you made a conscious decision, though, not to start a family of your own, because...
I was going
to
ask that,
Yeah, no. I don't want kids. I think I'm allergic. Yeah. I love other people's kids, but I know me. You know, my brothers all have tons of kids, so I'm super lucky. My family's satisfied. My grandparents are happy. There's tons of nieces and nephews. My closest brother has five.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like, and they're all living close to them in Pennsylvania. But when I came out here and got in the business, I made that choice because I think it's very complicated. I can only imagine it would be complicated in this day and age with cell phones and everything in schools as a parent picking your kid up and your kid's friends being able to watch your scenes and all of that, you know. Yeah. I mean, listen, regular celebrities go through their own problems with how are they going to provide normalcy for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this takes it to a whole nother level. How do you provide normalcy?
Yeah.
Also, you know, I've only had one serious boyfriend my whole life. I was married in my 20s.
Oh, really?
And that was right after the AIDS scare, so I didn't shoot during that period of time, so it was fine for me because I'm just not the thinker of like, I'm going to have a boyfriend and then do scenes. That just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't for me. I love to come and go, and I have so many friends that live in different places that I just like the freedom that I have. You know,
is it true though that when you date you have to do it with people in the industry because other people can't handle it?
Well, some people choose to do it that way. I choose to be a little bit more creative. I have a lot of guys in my life that are, you know, we just hang out.
I get that.
Yeah, she knows exactly what that means.
Yeah. I've got a good bench.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're always trying to be the MVP.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep them all playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know who my starters are. I know who my backups are. I know who my benchwarmers are.
I love it.
And I choose to do that outside of the industry because it helps me stay grounded. It makes me have to go out and be presentable as someone other than a porn star.
Right.
I know that I can buy clothes that are appropriate for AVN, but that I could also buy clothes that are appropriate to go out to dinner with a guy where he's not going to be freaked out or draw too much attention to myself.
Right.
Yeah. It helps me learn the difference between the different types of beauty you can have as a woman. You know, and it helps me also stay involved in what's going on in the world so I can make regular conversation with people that doesn't just involve porn.
Because you are very well-rounded, I have to say. And there's not many people that I meet that are that well-grounded and well-rounded and intelligent.
You.
And you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's had time to learn. You know, I mean, when you look at the girls that are 19, 20, you know, they've got no experience.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're very one-dimensional in that way, I think.
Yeah. And I'm lucky, too, that my friends are all civilians. You know, we call you people civilians.
Civilians. Yeah.
So my friends are all civilians, so they do different things for work. Yeah. And they bring me, you know, we have work talk about their works and their friends, and I meet their, and so it just keeps me like understanding that there is a world out there outside of porn.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's very important. I stress that to some of the girls and guys, like, make friends outside of the business, get involved in your community, do something that gets you out there. I mean, even if it's like running a marathon, or for me, I love to take spin class, and I find the gym is a great place to meet people.
Yep, you're right.
Everyone's in that same positive thought space. They're doing something good for themselves. The release of endorphins makes you just so excited. And everyone's great, right?
I love that too.
It's addicting.
So
do you find partners that you like to have sex with outside work?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I work very hard at that, Sam.
Right. I would imagine. I would imagine.
Sometimes I find myself watching sporting events and putting these little grocery lists together of boys that I want to have sex with.
I have to say, I have a wish list.
A wonderful, wonderful wish list. And then from there, I have to go online and research who's their agent and how I'm going to reach out to them.
So
and
funny.
Do they have an official Twitter? Probably 75.
So you go through all that? Just
are you fucking kidding me right now? Sure. All
I am high-fiving you. That's all.
Girl,
awesome.
I mean, how do you find
it.
Ass? You don't just wait till it walks up to you at Ralph's. Fuck. No. You go out there and you do your homework.
Yeah, yeah.
So you chase it.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's great? Twitter. I mean,
I know.
How much ass have you gotten on Twitter?
I have to say.
Oh, girl. I spent my first weekend on Twitter following all the athletes that I hoped in my dreams one day would direct message me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if they see you're following, they're like, I should DM her. Like,
yeah,
you definitely should. It's a very solid place to get some good ass.
Yeah.
And it's also a fun place for me to flirt and meet young guys.
Yeah, I suppose it's true.
I just always am like, are you 18? Just like, please tell me you're 18.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer younger guys?
I like all ages. You know, my
but
roster
obviously,
goes...
she goes as low as 18. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I met two kids at the Clippers game the other night, and I was not sure that they were 18. I tweeted their picture, and everyone's like, they're not legal, Lisa. And I'm like, yo, we're in a public arena. I'm dressed, they're dressed, nothing's happening. But so I have a range. I mean, in my life right now, I would say my youngest is 20 and my oldest is 52 or 53. Mm-hmm. So I have a good range. They all bring something different to the table.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so you can enjoy yourself with a 20-year-old and a 52-year-old.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. What about, do you go for the same kind of looks or is it all different?
No. And this is funny because my friends say you could fill a nightclub with the guys that are in my world and no one would ever believe that was why they were all there because it's very random.
Okay.
How about you? Do you go for a certain look?
You know, I never used to, and I have to say recently it's been more, I like darker hair guys. I like more Latino or Italian or
Greek
or something. Oh, Greek. I like the flavor. I feel like, and I have to say, I'm sorry, but I have to say a lot of white guys just don't know how to bring it to the table.
Word.
Just saying.
I could not agree with you more. Okay? Let's give out some dating advice. When you pick up the girl on a date, don't be texting while driving and almost get in accidents. That's not cool.
No.
The little things they do. Yeah. Like, what is it really that hard? Okay, I understand you're going to pick me up out front of my place.
Uh-huh.
Is it really that hard to get out of the car and open the fucking door?
Right?
Is it really that hard?
Exactly. And that irritates me so much. And that's right away I'm like, you're going to open the door for me or you're not going to? Like, I'm judging you.
Stood there like this, waiting for them to get out. And they think I'm on the phone, and they're looking, what is she doing? I'm like, she's waiting for you to open the fucking door, dude. Like, now, in the South, everyone does it.
Yeah.
In Huntsville, Alabama, everyone will do it.
Yep.
Even if you're walking into the market, and someone sees that you're 20 feet away, they're going to wait for you.
Yep, you're so right.
And you know what's sad is even with older people, I held the door open at Macy's yesterday. I bought three fabulous pair of shoes, by the way. Such a shoe whore. And I hold the door open for this older woman, and she looked so shocked. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. That was so kind of you. I go, you know, really, it wasn't. I go, really, this is what everyone should do for you when you go somewhere. It's too bad that you have to make a big fuss of this.
Right,
you know,
it should just be
if someone's older than you, you just hold the door, right?
And
that's just what you do.
Yeah. You know what? And you're so right, because I do that all the time, but I find that people just don't do that. For
I've had guys slam the door in my face at Bank of America. The guy's like walking out right in front of you, and he just doesn't even look behind him, and you're like right there.
Oh,
doesn't even give it the like hold open, you know? And you're like... dude,
like,
where's your umspa? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's the wow in that? Where were you raised in a fucking barn?
Exactly.
So back to guys, I like a really random mix. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just all over the charts.
Right.
And when my, I have a female assistant that travels with me, and she knows the look I get in my eye at the airport when I'm scoping out dudes. You can meet a lot of guys at the airport, right?
Right, right.
Because most guys travel alone, and they're very open and receptive to conversation, you know?
Right.
So now, she'll see me scoping out dudes, and she'll be like, really? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, really. I'm going
for it. Do you approach guys, or do you just give them signals so they'll approach you?
Both.
Really?
You know, I have no problem approaching a guy. How about you?
Mm-hmm. It depends on the guy. And, it's a thing. Like, there's times where I want the guy to approach me.
Sure.
So I'm going to give you little signals, or I'm going to, you know, I flirt with you, like I fuck you in a way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to see if you come over. And if you don't, I'm kind of turned off by it.
Do you ever realize that the wrong people do?
Yeah.
Sometimes someone does, and I want to look at them and go, really?
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just, I don't want to be mean and say, but I do. Sometimes I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, it bothers me. You know what else bothers me is when you're in the car and they start honking or going crazy.
Oh, I roll down my window and I go, has that fucking worked for you before? Scaring the shit out of some girl. And if it worked, where is she now?
Exactly.
She taking you to custody short court because you're an asshole? Do I need to get a restraining order? Or when you're walking down the street because you had to park, like
they
rebuilding, and they honk and
you
and holler at you like they're cutting your grass.
What, am I a dog? Am I a freaking dog? I'm sorry. Am I going to stop and turn around and bow down to you and run up to your car? No, it irritates me.
It happens to me a lot at the gas station.
I can't stand it.
I'll stop to get gas. I'll be getting gas. The guy will come over and talk to me. I'm like, yo, I'm like a hostage right now, and just because I'm waiting for my gas to get pumped, you think I'm here for you, really? Is it that lucky of a day? If so, I say go get a lottery fucking ticket because you lost over here. Okay?
Love it.
Just because I'm a hostage and I can't leave right now.
Yep.
You guys make you feel so uncomfortable sometimes.
It's
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so you obviously like to have sex a lot and stuff. Did you ever think about how many men you've been with in your life?
God, somebody asked me this the other day, and I was a little bit traumatized because I was like, no, I should have kept track.
See,
is it in
track.
The hundreds,
Do
thousands?
You? You're so lucky because you thought about it early.
Because it was a psychotic thing, actually. It was like back in the day when I broke up with someone who really screwed me over. I went through this phase where I just wanted to fuck over guys.
Right.
Like, he fucked over women.
Sure. So like a movie. It's just like a movie.
Kind of so. So I went through this phase, and I was just fucking over guys and literally fucking over guys.
Right.
And I was like, I want to keep a list. I just want to. They did it.
I
did.
That's true. And you still do it.
I have a dirty list hidden somewhere in my house.
Wow.
And yes, I keep track. And that is so filthy dirty. But
is it under 1,000?
It's under 1,000.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Still makes you look good.
Jesus
when I had to
Christ,
think about it, I would say mine's between. Now, I always ask people, do repeat offenders count? You know, the people you're with twice?
No, they
Or you
don't
like
count.
Had them once?
Yeah,
so I would say between 3,000 and 5,000 is a good number for me.
Wow.
Because you figure, I've been at it for a long time. There's 365 days in the year, you know, goal to have sex 300 of those days minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so there'd be some repeat offenders, so break that down to like 200, you know. You know.
Yeah. You manage to have sex every day?
I try.
Really?
I think it's the fountain of youth.
It is, for sure.
I'm 39 years old.
Yeah.
You do not.
I do, though,
you
tell guys
amazing.
When I'm out, I'm in my 50s, because then they really trip out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm 53.
Really?
They're like, you look so good. I'm like, thank you.
That is a good trick. Huh?
It's a great trick, right?
Yeah.
It makes you look even better than you do. I mean, I think I look good for 39, but I mean, I think I look great for 53.
Yeah. I bet they're so intimidated.
And I can get them into movies at a discount. You know, all those things that happen when you're older. Come on now.
Hilarious. I love you.
True. It's all true.
Well.
Now, you're single now. No boyfriend.
No boyfriend. No
Sam,
boyfriend.
Married, single?
That's a lot of penises you've been through.
I know.
You know?
I love them all.
I'm sure.
Very seldom
sure,
do I have one, and I'm like, never again.
Yeah.
Normally, I don't engage in the sexual activity if I know I never, you know you're not going to want to be with the guy again, because then I just won't do it, because then it's a waste.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't belong on our list.
Right. He doesn't. Yeah.
You're right. I had a bad date not too long ago.
Ooh, do tell.
It was great, and I'm worried that he may listen. I've been wanting to tweet about it, so I have to wait until later, because it was such a funny story.
Yeah.
I had two of my friends on BBM, and they were with me the whole time.
No way.
And I was telling them everything.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was just a shit show, as I'd like to say. Luckily, we did have great seats at a Lakers game.
Mm-hmm.
So in the name of NBA, it's all good, right?
Yep.
I was still happy. I wasn't miserable. I got dropped off after. It was fine, you know.
Yep.
Won't happen again. But he was talking so much during the first quarter, and he was talking so loud that when he went to the bathroom, the guys in front of me are like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like,
oh,
this is the first time time. It won't happen again. It was great seats to the game, and I'll tell him to shut the fuck up when he gets back from the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to watch the game. Like, I had enough of you in the car in traffic getting here.
Oh,
I was
God,
just wanting to get into the game so we could be quiet. It's like going to a movie with someone annoying. Just this is our time to shut up, and you're still talking.
I can't stand it.
I go to movies alone for that reason.
You know what? That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I have a shirt that says, shut up, I'm watching football.
That's a great shirt. Yeah. Why are you talking?
Well, exactly. I want to watch the game. Yeah. I don't care about anything else. Shut up. Let me drink my beer and watch the damn game.
And you know, guys tend to say, you know, girls can be really annoying. Guys can be really annoying, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I think they get scared. I think that's what it is. They don't know when to shut up because they get so nervous.
Right.
And that's when it is.
They don't like silence, huh? They just want to fill the silence with something.
It's just the nervous guys. I can tell.
And I don't
really
like
nervous.
The name dropping that happens a lot in Los Angeles.
Oh, God. It drives me insane.
What is up with the name dropping or showing me messages on your phone? Do you ever get one of those
where
it's like, oh, I was just talking to so-and-so. Look at the message. I always say to them, you know, the message was for fucking you. And I'm not reading it. And please don't show my messages to you to other fucking people because I'll stop sending them.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's weird to me. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have a secret arsenal of people that only I need to know about. I don't want to blow it. And then have less of them in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't talk.
Yeah.
People are like, who have you been with? I'm like, I'm not talking.
Yeah.
Because then I can't. Yeah. You know.
And I have code names in my phone. Like, you have no idea.
Just so you know, no one gets called by their name.
Yep.
And you said you like Greek men, so I'm going to show you a picture of 1988. He's 1988 because he was born in 1988. And I like to keep them categorized by either something unique about them.
Yep. See, you know, we were talking about that yesterday or the day before. I was saying I store guys or people in my phone by how I met them.
Right. Okay, that's a good one, too, because you have to, because, you know, guys have a lot of similar names.
Yeah.
Really makes for a little bit of a mess sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problems that women have, let me tell you.
Look at this
now,
one.
Now, do you ever...
Hello, 1988. He's so beautiful,
1988.
Isn't he? When he calls, that comes up, and I just want to touch it. I don't want to answer. I just want to kiss the phone.
Mm,
and he's perfect.
Too.
Doesn't talk too much.
You know what?
Comes and goes quickly. doesn't hang out.
I would gag him if he did talk.
I'll share him with you.
Oh, please.
Oh, for sure. We'll pass it.
I think the roles have been reversed. You're acting more like men now.
How's that taste, huh? How do you like it?
Exactly.
How do you like them apples, right?
Guys, it's all because you didn't open the fucking door for us. We decided to take your role.
Copy that, motherfucker.
We're running shit now.
Now, you don't find that you have a need for, like, an intimate relationship with just one person?
You know, I feel that I really get my intimacy from my friends and my family, that connection. And I have a couple guys that I am, on a sense, intimate with where we talk on a regular basis. And we might BBM every day, and it's enough for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not that needy.
But she's so busy as well that she doesn't have time for any of that.
And when you feel...
I don't know how you have time for
you also feel
else.
Guilty when you're traveling a lot. Like, if you try to get intimate with someone and then you're only home, like, sometimes I'm only home 2-3 days in a month. So that person's going to start putting pressure on me that I can't handle, you know?
Yeah, let's take a phone call.
Hold let's take a phone call.
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Same person.
Yeah, would
Turn
you say
down
something?
Your radio. Are you there?
Yeah. The hell with those people. They call from bad cell phones, you know?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Hold on. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. This is that unusual name guy, Chris Brown in Colorado.
Oh, it's Chris Brown. How you doing?
Wow. How you doing with that name, buddy?
Well, it's a rare name. No one else really has it. Some guy who beats the shit out of women. But I'm the fluffy Chris Brown.
Are you Charlie Brown's brother?
No, but I actually have one of those shirts. I finally found one.
It says I'm Charlie Brown's brother?
No, it has the zigzags on it.
Okay.
Got it.
I worked a U2 concert, and a couple women, and I was with my girlfriend at the time. More than a couple women came up and were like, oh, my God, we got to take pictures with you. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I looked at my girlfriend, you better do me well tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
So but I've never done the Twitter thing. I'm seriously considering it now.
What, Twitter?
Yeah.
It's so addicting. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, try it out.
See, I just don't want people knowing where I am all the time.
Then do it afterwards. That's what I usually do. I usually tweet after I go somewhere so that I don't get in trouble.
Plus, you don't have to tweet about where you go. You can tweet about anything.
Yeah, like, you know.
No, that's what I got Facebook for, though.
Yeah,
but you can make your Twitter go to your Facebook. How about that? Yeah.
That's true. I've seen that.
So,
I've
Chris, did you have a quick question for Lisa, or did you just call?
No, that was it. I just wanted to say hi from Chris Brown, basically.
Okay.
Really? That's it, Breezy? That's all you got?
Wow.
That's all I got for now. You only got a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true. We're almost out of time. Chris, thanks so much for calling, man.
All the best take it easy, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
So I just wanted to ask you, okay, so let's wrap it up. We only have a couple minutes. Go ahead and plug your things again. You're going to be at XBiz tonight.
Yes, I'll be hosting the red carpet of the XBiz 10th Annual Awards.
With Nikki Benz, right?
With Nikki Benz!
We've had her on the station.
She's fantastic,
too. Yeah, she's
right?
She's amazing, yeah. She was like Pet of the Year, right?
Yes, she still is.
Yeah, we've had her here before. Mm. And she still is.
She wow. still is till oh, March awesome. Of this year.
Awesome.
And then next week you can catch me at the Brazzers booth at the AEE Trade Show, which is going to be at the Hard Rock this year in Vegas. Then Saturday night we have the AVN Awards. I'm hosting two parties, Friday night at RPM at Tropicana, Saturday night at Hayes at Aria. And it should be a great show. You can visit my site, thelisaann.com, and you can tweet and flirt with me and hit me up on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn.
Yeah, and check it out. There's some really hardcore on your site.
Well, stuff, you know, yeah. That's what we do, Sam.
Exactly.
Too
if
much
you
for
have
you.
To
get
do
your
it,
password.
You do, it
do you want
all
a
the
password,
time.
Sam?
I don't need a password.
He looks it up on the tour and
the tour
like,
was enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for
Lisa,
having me.
Thank you for
Thanks for coming
on.
You were a joy.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You're a lot of fun, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And everybody go and get her movies and check her out. And that's it.
Yeah.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.